He's in a coma.
Yes.
Severe infection.
Yes, Doctor. I know that myself. I just can't understand why.
Well, it's obvious, Doctor. The cerebrospinal fluid has leaked from somewhere, and that's definitely the reason for the infection. CT scan. Yes. The blow must have been a real bad one. The location of the blow was the base of the skull. Therefore, after stopping the bleeding, you should have looked for ruptures on the brain's membranes, which you didn't do.
Dr. Padjuan, I know that you're much more experienced than I am. Far more, in fact. And I'm sure that you've seen cases like this many times before in your life. But what you've just said is all theory.
Then pray that the hospital's death investigation team doesn't agree with this theory of mine.
But he's still not dead, Doctor.
Then pray that he lives, Doctor. Or else you'll have to answer to the medical board.
Just a second here. You do not have the authority to refer me to the board, do you, Dr. Padjuan?
Dr. Naini wanted to refer me to the board just for talking nonsense, just because I said something foolish. I don't think he's going to overlook this. I mean, he can overlook it, can he? By the way, do you remember what you told me yesterday when I was begging you to let me operate on this young man, huh?
That's enough talk.
You said, and I quote, "I have to give people, however inexperienced, the chance to grow." So listen, Dr. Judat. Surgeries don't make people grow. You're mistaken. You need other things besides that to grow if you want to stick around here.
Have you given him any antibiotics?
Yes, unfortunately, it's been no use.
Dr. Bajuan is right. It can't be anything else other than meningitis. CPR.
Nurse, CPR. Hurry up, fast.
Start the shock. 200 joules.
It's not working.
Make it 250. 300. 360.
Doctor, how's my brother? Doctor, you tell me, is my brother okay? Doctor, please tell me, please, is my one and only brother, is he okay? Please, please, I beg you, please, doctor, I beg you, oh, please.
Excuse me, doctor. I wanted to talk to you.
Of course. Don't let anyone in.
All right.
Please, let's go in.
Thank you.
Please sit down.
I won't be taking up too much of your time. I want to continue with my work as soon as possible.
Were you supposed to stop working?
The truth is, I don't want to see a psychologist at all. So if you're going to refer me to the board, it's best you do it sooner. So I'll know what I'm supposed to do and take the necessary precautions for what will happen. I don't know what else.
I don't see a reason to go to the board about this. None at all. And I have no problem with you continuing to perform operations.
Thank you very much.
Tell me, Taha. Are you upset with me?
No, not at all. I hope you're not upset with me either, Doctor. You know the problems I've caused you the past couple of days.
No, I'm not upset, but I'm confused. I can't understand the things that have been going on. That young man, he simply passed away.
He died?
Yes, died.
Remember, you have to operate on him. You have to do it. No one else.
Look, don't go anywhere. I'm on my way.
I have nowhere to go, Doctor. Where would I go? Is Perry with you?
No, I have to talk to you alone.
Is something up, Doctor? What's wrong?
I'll tell you. I'll be there in about a half an hour.
Okay. I'll be waiting here.
Goodbye.
Mr. Karimi?
Yes?
Do you know where Dr. Pajwan is?
I don't know. He got dressed. I think he left the hospital, Dr. Badia.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank God that it was proven to you that what you call my premonitions are true.
You have to tell me, Elias.
What?
What do you mean, what? You told me that I was chosen. What for, Elias? What have I been chosen for?
I expected more from you, Doctor. You mean you still don't know?
I can guess a few things, but I want to be absolutely sure.
You should be sure.
Tell me, Elias, please. Please tell me. Just tell me what I've been chosen to do.
To return some people to life. To give them another chance at life.
But this is all really strange.
Yeah, it is strange. It is really strange.
But why doesn't God himself keep the ones alive? The ones he wants to give another chance to? Why doesn't he work miracles? Just like he did with you, Elias.
I don't know, Doctor. I don't know. Maybe because he doesn't want to disturb the balance that he's created. Why does he have to work miracles anyway, when he can do whatever he wants to do using earthly tools at his disposal anytime, using people like you and me? Believe it.
But I really just can't believe it. Why me? Why should I have been chosen? With all of my sins, why?
You're not that big of a sinner, Doctor. But isn't that the difference between us and the angels? Do you know any person who has not sinned?
Yeah. You. I'm sure you've never sinned before in your life.
No, Doctor, I am not as innocent as you think I am. And you are not as wicked as you think you are.
I'm really scared.
Just what are you scared of?
Scared of myself. I'm scared I won't be able to do it.
You will be, Doctor. I am confident in you.
But that young man died. And I couldn't bring him back.
They didn't let you. Bet you could have.
What difference does it make? He died anyway.
You're not the one responsible for his death, Doctor. The man responsible is Dr. Naini, and rest assured, he has to answer to God one day for what he has done, and you can be sure of that.
Not Dr. Naini. The one who operated on him was Dr. Judat.
Judat made a mistake, out of inexperience. But Naini... Naini committed a sin. He was stubborn. His illogical stubbornness towards you. If Naini had told Judat to let you operate, he would have done it, right?
But I didn't say that.
Yes, Doctor. Dr. Judat came to you and said, if Naini lets me, I'll step aside and you will perform the surgery, even if I'm right in the middle of it. Have you forgotten?
No. No, I remember now. But I know that I didn't tell you that. How do you know this, Elias?
Judat is a simple person. He's what he says he is. But he is not a jealous man. He just wants to make progress. The only person in that hospital who was jealous of you is Dr. Naini. And he has been able to keep a straight face about it. He's a very good actor. And he's doing a great job of playing his part. He should win an award.
It's obvious you're much better than I am. As the head of the hospital, I have the responsibility to save our patients' lives. You have to see a psychologist.
That's not true at all, Elias. Dr. Naini is my friend. You're making a mistake.
I hope so. All throughout the day, I was hoping I would be wrong about that young man and he would live, but he died. He is dead.
You mean to say the things that you said about Dr. Naini, they were revealed to you too?
You really have to open your eyes, Doctor. You have to be really careful here. Dr. Naini is not your friend. Don't you want to answer that? It's Perry, isn't it?
Hello, Perry?
Hi, Daddy. Where are you?
Hi. Well, at the country house right now. I'm a bit busy, dear. I couldn't pick you up. I'm really sorry.
It's okay. I called to tell you that Dr. Bardia is here. She's come to see you.
See me? What about?
Hello, Doctor.
Hello.
I wanted to talk to you for a couple of minutes.
Is something wrong?
No. I had a couple of questions I wanted to ask you, that's all.
I'm sorry. I'm a bit busy and, I'm far away from you right now.
I think you're at the country house.
If you allow us, we can come see you.
No. I'll come home.
That's fine. Very well. I'll wait for you.
No. I'm sorry. I think it'll take too long. Can we do this later, maybe?
No. I have to see you, Doctor.
You don't have to rush at all. I have time. I'll wait right here for you.
All right. I'm on my way.
Great, thank you.
I'm sorry. I have to go. One of my colleagues is at the house.
She wants to ask you how come you knew that the young man would die. Question is, are you going to tell her the truth?
I'll tell her that Elias told me so.
That's a good idea.
Hello, Doctor. This is Dr. Ranama.
Hello, Dr. Ranama.
Yes. I'm sorry to bother you. Tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock, there's a meeting of the medical board. Dr. Naini told me to call you and tell you that you have to be there.
All right. Why is there a board meeting?
I actually don't know, but I think it has something to do with Dr. Kizak.
Uh-huh. Well, thank you very much. I'll be there.
Thank you. Goodbye.
Thank you. Goodbye.
Where have you gotten with your thesis? Gotten with it? I finally started it. He still goes there? I mean your father. To the country house.
No. I mean, yes. He goes there, but we have a deal. Every time he goes there, I go with him. We thought we'd go there for a while. A change of atmosphere. I can never turn these properly.
You don't have enough eggs.
Really? So that's it? He'll never be a good cook.
I know that.
It's Dad. You want me to leave you alone?
What did you say?
No, I meant like last time, when you wanted to talk about something I didn't have to hear. Well, I can go to my room.
I would have told you that if it were necessary.
Hello.
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 Hello, Doctor. How are you? Please, have a seat. Seat, please.
I'm sorry. I'm bothering you so much these days.
Please don't say that. Please. Ah, yes. Well, how are you, Perry?
I'm good. I made the cutlet that you like for after iftar.
Then you went through a whole lot of trouble.
Well, it fell apart, kind of. But looks aren't important. The important thing is how they taste, and I think they taste good. All right, let's break our fast and then you can talk.
No. I have to be home for iftar.
But this isn't right.
Yes, it isn't. The next time you have to invite me. We have some questions. I mean, I wanted to... Well, how can I put this? How can I say this? Do you know that young man that died today?
Yes. It's very unfortunate.
But you expected it to happen.
It's natural. The blow to his head was severe.
Who? Who are you talking about?
They brought in a young man to the hospital yesterday, and Dr. Drewdot operated on him. He died today.
Poor thing. Did you know him?
No. But you knew he would die.
I told you already. I told you that it's natural. He really wasn't doing well at all.
But you told Dr. Naini that if anyone other than you operated on him, he would die.
I said that? Are you serious?
That's what Dr. Naini says.
Oh. I probably meant that it was going to be a very difficult surgery. That's it. Really, that's it.
Listen, doctor. They bring in patients to the hospital who are in critical condition every day, and the doctors operate on them. Some of them live, and some of them die. But I don't know why you had an argument with Dr. Drewdot on this one specific case for someone you don't even know, and tell him that you have to perform the surgery. Why?
I didn't have an argument with Dr. Drewdot. I only asked him to let me do the surgery, that's all.
I asked you why. Why is it that you insisted on operating on him yourself?
I already told you. Because the patient was in critical condition. Tell me, who do you think I am? A fortune teller? I'm a doctor, ma'am. The way I saw it, I concluded that he'd probably die. Because of the things that I know about medicine and Dr. Drewdot's shortcomings, not telling the future.
Yes, but I'm not sure that's the case. Because you...
I only guessed. It was a guess that Dr. Drewdot won't be able to do it properly. And that's why I wanted to do it myself. And that's it.
Very well. Whatever you say. I apologize.
Don't worry about it.
Doctor, where are you going? Please stay for iftar.
No, maybe some other time. I apologize again for disturbing you. I only came to find out of curiosity. Excuse me. Goodbye, then. Goodbye.
Goodbye. Daddy, why did you get so angry at her?
I don't know. It's because she just won't let go. Both her and Dr. Naini. They keep wanting to say there's something wrong with me.
Yes, but how did you know?
Know what?
That he would die.
When he was in the emergency room, I saw the palm of his hand. I looked at his lifeline.
Sit down. I'll go and get you iftar.
Don't bring the crumbles.
Hello. Yeah, I saw him. I'm coming.
Mr. Rostami? Mr. Rostami, please report to the emergency room.
Hello, old lady.
Hello, silly. How are you?
I'm good. I see you're back again.
Yeah, too bad.
I was almost freed.
Well, your wealthy dad, a good doctor, and a whole lot of money to spend just won't let you get away.
Yeah. They won't let me die in peace. You're so lucky you have no one.
Now tell me, where exactly did you send him, Rose?
I sent him away. I sent him to buy his one and only daughter some chocolates.
Between the two of us, your dad's so stupid, he still hasn't gotten to know you.
Hey, watch your mouth. You think you know me?
Well, no, I don't. But you can't fool me that easily, girl.
Tell me, have you brought them?
Oh my God, I totally forgot about that.
If you didn't bring them, I'll let my father deal with you. I'll tell him you did this to his innocent little girl.
Oh, wow. I see that the great Mr. Gadiani is still on your side, isn't he?
Oh, God, you'll eat so much you'll get fat. Hurry, he'll be here any moment.
Shame on you, Rose. You mean to say this is how much you really missed me?
What the hell do I want with you? I miss hallucinating. I hand it over quick.
Oh, come on. Look, I have a question. You went and came back. Is it true what they say about heaven and hell?
What they say about hell is true, but what they say about heaven is all lies.
All right. Here, have some almonds. Hello, Mr. Gadiani.
Well, Father, didn't you go to the buffet?
No, I didn't. The hospital has one right here. But I don't think that they have the right guards. Can I ask exactly what it is that you're doing here?
I came here to see Rose, sir.
Get out, please. Get out! Here. It's the chocolate that you wanted. So you didn't really want chocolate. You just wanted to get rid of me.
You don't have the right to speak to my friend like that.
Didn't I tell you that I don't want you talking to that girl? Wasn't that clear?
I'm old and intelligent enough to choose my own friends, Father.
If you were intelligent, you'd know she's not a friend at all. She's an enemy.
Really? Well, operate on my brain again. This time, tell Dr. Pajahan to work on the part where I pick and choose my own friends.
Why don't you get this girl?
Oh! For the love of God, leave me alone.
This is what happened when I did.
When I started to examine the patient, I immediately knew that something was wrong. It seemed that his alertness level was very weak. His eyes, no reaction to reflexes. He had difficulty breathing. His blood pressure was high, and at this point, I was sure it was a brain hemorrhage. And that's why. That's why I began to work immediately. I started the operation. I cleared out the blood clot. But the following day, he had a severe infection and difficulty staying alert. And then before I knew it, he fell into a very deep coma. Well, I tried to give him very strong antibiotics to try to counter the infection, but unfortunately it didn't work. And the patient passed away a short time afterwards. There was just nothing more I could do.
What was the reason for the infection?
Based on the analysis of the hospital's death committee, the cause of the infection was a leak of cerebrospinal fluid from the second layer of the brain.
Tell me something, Dr. Judat. Did you not know about the rupture in the brain membrane?
Unfortunately, no.
Well, Dr. Judat, you should have paid special attention to it. This is usually what happens.
Well, from what I could tell, Doctor, during the time of the operation, I could see no sign of ruptures.
But I already think that all of us know. Based on the severity of the blow and its location, which was actually at the base of the skull, I think that you should have become certain that there was no rupture, even if there was no sign of it whatsoever. Don't you agree with me on this matter, Doctor?
Unfortunately, Dr. Pajuhan is correct. You have to accept the fact that you overlooked it.
But I don't agree with you at all. Dr. Judat knows better than all of us what circumstances he was in. But it's not the result of him overlooking anything. It's only the result of him not having enough experience. Maybe if Dr. Pajuhan had performed the operation, I honestly think that he would have found out about the rupture. I'm quite sure of it. And now maybe that young man would be alive. If Dr. Pajuhan is a great brain surgeon, it's because of his experience and his attention to detail. And I believe it's wrong to compare the work of Dr. Pajuhan with Dr. Judat. It's not the same. Our job is a very difficult one. Every day is full of stress and anxiety. It's the most difficult of all surgeries. And I don't think that Dr. Judat will be able to forgive himself so easily. And that by itself is a great punishment. I think the medical board's harsh response isn't right at all. If this keeps going on, no young surgeon would ever dare perform the simplest of operations ever again.
You know, I really think that Dr. Judat did everything he could in diagnosing and treating the patient. Because the rupture is in the base of the skull and can't be seen. Therefore, it's not a mistake committed by the medical team. So if I may say so, Dr. Naini, from all the cases I've seen, this is what usually happens if the base of the skull receives a blow that severe.
Very well, if everyone agrees, then this is what we'll announce. This is the board's decision. And of course, we'd appreciate it if Dr. Judat pays more attention to serious matters like this in the future. That would be essential.
I'm on call tonight. No, I can't. All right, if something happens, just call me. You're just really making a big deal out of nothing. No, you don't have to worry. Yeah, okay, hold on a second. Yes?
Hello.
Hello?
I'm sorry, it seems I've come at a bad time.
No, please, come in. I'll call you later, okay? Okay, don't worry about anything. I'll talk to you later, goodbye. Sorry. Please, go ahead.
I just wanted to personally thank you for the things you said earlier during the meeting.
It was my duty.
The truth is, I really didn't see it coming. I was really surprised, and I just wanted to thank you.
All I really did was tell the truth. That's it.
I wish you could see the entire truth.
Excuse me. What could I have possibly missed?
Of course, I don't mean to be rude, Doctor. But I want you to know just how much you mean to me, Doctor. Very much.
You're being too kind.
Quite the contrary. It's your kindness that's with me all the time and helps me out. Otherwise, my useless kindness is worthless.
Again, too kind.
I'm not kind. It's not kindness, Doctor. It's love. I'm not saying this because I'm kind to you. I'm saying it because I love you. And earlier today during the meeting, I found out that maybe you might feel the same way. I mean, I hope that you do. I've come here to ask you to marry me.
I think there's been a misunderstanding. I mean, look, Doctor, you're a very good colleague of mine. I mean, you always have been just that, nothing more. If I happened to take your side during the meeting of the board, it was because of our working relationship, nothing more.
Is that it? Colleagues? Taking sides? Duty?
Is that too little?
No, it's not little, but, well, I just expected a little more.
Listen to me, Dr. Judat. If it were anyone else besides you being questioned in that room, I would have still said the same thing. If I took your side, It was because of what I believe in, of what I believe is the truth, not because of you.
Thank you very much. You were kind. It seems that I was too naive. The fact is, I'm proud of myself for having fallen in love with you, even if it is just one-sided.
You're still being too kind.
Kind. By the way, this is for you. As a thank you gift. Of course, if you don't say I'm being too kind again.
I told you, Doctor. I was defending what I believe in, so there's no need for you to thank me.
Well, how about this? What if I ask you to accept this gift as a friend and a colleague of mine? Would you accept it then?
There's no need for a gift to prove our friendship.
I'm sorry then. I don't know why I'm still standing here. Sorry to have taken your time.
No. As a matter of fact, you didn't. I'm glad this happened. At least this way, you know how it is. I wouldn't want you to have false hope.
Excuse me then.
Time for prayers. By the time we get there, it'll be midnight. I told Elias not to break his fast.
Girl, what did you put in this? It's so heavy. We have everything in here.
They're my books. It's for my thesis.
You're killing me with this thesis of yours. Do these things in front of Perry. Then she'll realize you're a strange guy.
What did I do?
Oh, man. I didn't ring the bell. How did you know we were here?
Well, I heard the car and I came and opened the door. Come on.
All right.
Hello there, Elias.
Hello, welcome. I really think I believe I'm the owner of this house, sir. Give that to me.
No. I'm still not that old.
But that isn't right.
No, it's totally fine. Did you break your fast
no,
yet?
No, but I'm practically starving.
Oh.
Exalted, بر وی همه پیداست.